It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. In the arcing storyline, that is, will Kelly milk a cow from yesterday's show? We do have an answer for you. However, it's not the answer that I think we all wanted.
I think some people feel let down.
I felt let down, but you know what? We had to go with what we what was available to us.
Exactly.
Right?
Circumstances were what they were.
Yeah, yesterday was 99.7 DJX Day at the fair, the Kentucky State Fair, and we had learned yesterday on the show that Kelly had never placed her hands gently around the udder and teat of a cow and never milked a cow before, which I thought, man, how have you gotten through life this far without, milking a cow?
Grow up on a farm.
Well, neither did I. I was a city kid, too, but, you know, it's...
But you somehow found yourself able to milk a cow randomly?
I mean, am I the only one who's snuck into a field to see dairy cows there and relieve themselves of the milk that's lining their udder?
No, that was never a part of my life.
I choose to
think a lot of people don't do that either.
We'd have field trips to farms and there'd be dairy cows and there'd be a little training on how you milk a cow. So
we didn't have those field trips.
That was kind of a thing. Maybe they just assumed you grew up in Indiana. Maybe they just assumed that you had them on your property.
Maybe. Could have been. But I just... Long story short, just never had the opportunity.
Anyway, so we thought, you know what better time than the present to let Kelly milk a cow. However, we learned that the dairy cows had all moved out of the fair, and there were just other types of cows, not dairy cows, still left at the Kentucky State Fair. Lexi, she was kind enough to hook us up with the cow milking demonstration.
I'm not going to lie, we got the VIP treatment.
We did. We ditched the line in front of all these kids that were waiting.
Yeah, and we went. I feel bad about that in hindsight.
Nah,
they were
don't
all
kind of
looking
it.
At us like, why is she skipping the line?
Yeah. So the cow, it was Bessie. It was a ceramic cow or
plexiglass.
Yeah, plexiglass cow, but it had water instead of milk.
Right.
And it had, I don't know, it wasn't realistic, but it was similar to the teats of a cow. So
it's good enough to learn the technique.
Yeah, you got the technique down.
Yeah.
But you were tugging. You were like tugging cartoons, like
a
ding, ding, ding.
Needed to be tugged.
No, it didn't need to be. You just needed to know how to work it.
Okay. Well, that one I had trouble with, but I was fine with the others.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, in the arcing storyline from yesterday's show, yes, Kelly was able to, quote, milk a, quote, cow yesterday at the Kentucky State Fair.
Yes. And then we got in the pens, which you're not supposed to do.
Well, again, you were saying VIP treatment.
VIP treatment.
You know, they knew who we were. So it was like, all right, we'll let them interview the board. Barred goats. The barred goats that were there and they were chewing their cud and their hay. And
I do feel a little bad, though, because, again, there were kids nearby going, why do they get to do
again,
that?
Again, you know what? Kids choose a glamorous career like radio, and you get to do the same thing.
And you get to get inside goat pens, too.
Listen, I mean, we didn't choose, but the lifestyle presents itself for this stuff. So
exactly.
Anyways, so thanks for all the hospitality yesterday. Fair food was on point.
It was delicious.
Yeah, which, by the way, Kelly bought some fried mac and cheese balls, which were delicious. You let
they
me have one.
Legit.
Yeah, and I saw that they brought some by our booth.
No, they did not.
Half an hour after you left, yeah.
Because those are pricey.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's the
I
fair.
Bought some.
Right. No. Oh. Yeah, and so.
Dang it.
Yeah, the food was on point. Everything was good. Kentucky State Fair. So, yeah, we had a good time.
Maybe
and
they brought the free food to our coworkers because they liked them better.
I mean, maybe.
They could have been.
You know, it's the pessimist in you that thinks that. Right. But yeah,
like,
sure.
Oh, they like her better.
All right. So, yeah, you can see the video and the pictures that we got at the fair yesterday up on our website at Ben and Kelly Show or at 997DJX. It was a fun time.
Magical day.
Yeah. So this hour, got everything from misconnections to setting the bar stories and then a feel-good story coming up here next.
Pen pals for 68 years finally get to meet in person.
Do we still call them pen pals?
Well, yes. There were actual letters being written. All this right. was back in the 68 years ago.
All right.
That
all
right, was back when people wrote letters.
You mean there wasn't
with
like
pen
text,
and paper.
Text message and no, email
we're not
wasn't
text
a thing?
Messaging and email 68 years ago. I mean, kids, you're going to do some learning about how we used to communicate.
I mean, think about this, though. In like 30 years, our kids or whatever, they'll be like, yeah, you know, email will have always been a part of the generation.
Yeah.
So it's like,
there's so many people now that
crazy.
Know nothing but technology.
I know,
in their
I
life.
Know. Isn't that crazy? Anyways, all right, we'll get to that feel good story on the way next. Another hot one on tap for today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Another alert day, weather alert day, very hot. 97 is just the temperature, real feel in the hundreds, of course. If you've got any outdoor activities, they're probably going to be canceled today. Any organized activities outside, probably going to be canceled. So just kind of keep that in mind. We'll get you to feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kidd.
So 80-year-olds Patsy and Carol Ann have been swapping letters since 1955.
All right.
When they were Girl Scouts on opposite sides of the Atlantic Ocean. So they started writing each other when they were 12. Patsy was in the Girl Guides, which was a British version of the Girl Scouts. And mm-hmm. that's kind of how she got Carol Ann's name and info. She said, we'd write about what had happened in the day, school, anything that was going on, where we're going, who we went out with or whatever. We were just sharing news as you would with a friend next door.
Mm.
So they've swapped more than 800 letters. Always remembered each other's birthdays, wedding anniversaries, Christmas. But they'd never met in person until Patsy told her daughter that she'd always wanted to visit Carol Ann, who's now living in South Carolina.
Mm.
So her family surprised her with a ticket to the USA on her birthday in June this year. She flew 4,000 miles for a big old hug with Carol Ann on July 14th.
So they had never met?
Never met in person.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, after 68 years of being pen pals. And Patsy said it was just as though I'd seen her last week because we'd known each other for so long.
All right.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
68 years. Finally meeting in person. We'll tweet out the story. So cute at Ben and Kelly Show.
It is now, quote, official. And at this point, I got to think if you're duped again, it's on you. Billy McFarland. He is not a distant brother of the beloved McFarlands of Louisville.
They're probably saying, can you please mention that every time talk to him, please?
Billy McFarland is the creator of Firefest, along with Ja Rule and a few of other people, you know, several years ago, which turned into an absolute disaster.
Right.
I mean, absolute disaster to the point where nothing even happened.
Well, no, and he got in trouble.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble. He went to prison. So he's planning Firefest 2.0.
Because why not? Let's do that again,
listen,
because it worked out so well the first time.
Listen, this is how far deep it is. He's not announced any musical performers.
Why would you?
No dates.
Nope, just trust us.
Already sold out the first 100 of the $499 passes that went on sale to the public.
Idiots.
Here is Billy McFarland in his own words.
As of right now, Fyre Festival 2 tickets are officially on sale. Today, we are announcing Fyre Festival 2. We spoke to people as far away as the Middle East and South America, and ultimately, we decided that Fyre Festival 2 is coming back to the Caribbean.
Wait,
it's coming
did it
back
ever
to the
go to the Caribbean?
No, it didn't. It didn't ever happen. It didn't happen.
Okay.
Does he know that it didn't happen?
We are targeting Fyre Festival 2 for the end of next year. Uh-huh. In the meantime, we'll be doing pop-ups and events across the world. Guys, this is your chance to get in.
Okay.
Guys,
so,
this is your chance because the first time was so historic.
Right. So we know it's going to, quote, be back at the Caribbean and that it could be next December. That's what
but we don't know when. We don't know specifically where.
He said
we don't know who's playing.
In this same video, he said he's learned a lot.
Oh, did he?
There is going to be a Broadway show about Firefest.
A Broadway show? Is he putting it on or is this someone else?
According to Billy.
Oh.
So I don't know what to believe and what not.
Yeah.
If you mind the comments of his Instagram post, because he allowed comments.
Oh, that was dangerous.
It's good to see at least the internet, even though he's already sold out of those. And I'm thinking these are people that are like, you know what? I can afford $500 just to say, I just want to see.
Just to see.
Yeah, yeah.
My morbid curiosity.
Exactly.
I've got to think
that is what that is.
Okay.
Where they're totally expecting them to just completely lose that money.
Going to be a nothing burger again.
Right, exactly,
yes.
Exactly. And they're just like, you know what? I can afford to just make this gamble and see what happens. But yeah, Billy.
Okay.
So
I can write off this $500. It's gonna be fine. It's not that big of an investment.
But the
like
comments
I'm not getting stranded on an island just yet.
Right. But the comments on the Instagram post are just like, "Hey, thanks for the reminder for me not to go." You know. And just a lot of people are just saying, "No, you got to be an idiot. You got to be an idiot."
Seriously.
Blah 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 blah. So
seriously, I'm stunned that he's bold enough.
And people are
dumb enough to buy them,
but again,
without any details at all.
One of the comments was like, "This is just proof that you can do anything.
You can, you can legit do anything." You know what? I'm going to start planning a fire festival. It's going to be in the clouds.
Why not?
I'm going to plan it for the clouds,
Kelly.
And it's going to be the most bougie event ever.
Listen, you're only limited by your own imagination,
and you're going to be teleported to the clouds where the concert's going to happen.
Start selling tickets now.
Yeah, you know what? They're on sale. I'm going to start.
How are we going to get them?
You know, just send us a DM. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
As soon as I create it, we'll create a little.
All right, you create a little link.
I'll link it to my PayPal.
There you go.
You know, it's going to be amazing. Right. We're going to have some incredible talent.
Oh.
In the clouds.
Do we have an expected date or a venue yet?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter though, right? We don't have to have that.
According to Billy.
We don't have to have that according to Billy.
Right, all we need is a dream.
According to his playbook, we
just
say it.
We just need a dream.
Yep, I'm willing it to happen.
All right.
And Twitter, @ Ben and Kelly Show. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Let's get on the bus for the first one, shall we?
All right.
Cat food man, woman for man.
Okay.
I was taking the bus after work the other day when I seen you get on. You was tall and skinny with a scruff carrying a couple of grocery bags.
All right.
Just a couple strangers on an empty bus.
Oh.
We both smiled at each other. You have all your teeth, too, so that's a plus.
Standards are low.
You sat across from me, and I liked what I saw. This was beginning to look like a scene from one of those books people read.
That's very general.
I've heard of this reading that people do.
In these so-called books.
And then I saw you reach into one of your bags and pull out a can, brandish a fork from your pocket. I love a man who has manners. Put a napkin on your lap, pop the top, and dig in.
Wow. All right.
I thought it might be a can of tuna, but on closer inspection, it was indeed a can of cat food.
Oh, my God.
Tasty. You must have been hungry. I got to be honest. I've never tried cat food before, and I was raised not to judge. You polished that thing off and reached for another can.
Wow, hungry.
Before you were able to dig in, though, the bus reached my stop. I had to get off.
Oh.
There was something, though, about your look, your manners, your love of cats that got me going.
Okay.
I like that, and I'd like to see you again.
All right.
Tell me the brand of cat food you were feasting on so I know it's you.
What?
Like the brand is really going to set it apart. You can't just say,
hey, were
you were the guy
eating cat food on the
eating
bus?
Cat food on the bus. I was the only other one on there.
Oh, shoot. It was a scene right out of one of those books that people read.
Right out of one of those things they call books.
Yep.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
right, so this is Man for Woman. It's titled Your Drink and My Sea Monkey Village.
Sea Monkey Village? Those are real?
It was the end of the night. We had vibed.
Uh-huh.
And we wound up back at my place for a nightcap.
Oh, hey-o. All right. Already we're further than we usually are.
I had out-punted the coverage.
Oh, nice.
You were hot.
Sweet.
We were in the living room, ice clinking in our drinks, your lips glistening in the dim candlelight. A soft scent of fine perfume.
Nice.
A silent thunderstorm of desire.
This is sounding like one of those books that people read. Isn't it? A little bit.
Then you did the unimaginable. You poured the rest of your vodka and seven into the small plastic aquarium where my sea monkeys live.
Oh, no. Why are we doing that?
How are you to know?
Oh, no.
Nonetheless, I panicked, but I tried to look calm. You slid down the zipper of your slinky black dress.
Oh, my.
But I had one eye on the sea monkey village as the vodka infused their magical little world.
Oh, no. He's worried. Oh, no.
You were tossing back your long, silky hair.
Yeah.
But I couldn't turn away from the turmoil my sea monkeys were now experiencing.
Oh, dang it, save the sea monkeys!
Stumbling drunk through their little sea monkey village, singing firework loud and off key. They are firework!
Oh, wow.
Yelling, I love you, man! Down the streets of Sea Monkey Village.
Probably exactly what was happening. Oh, dang, what a scene.
As you could tell, I was distracted.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus on you, and you got frustrated and left.
Oh, no!
Can I get a do-over?
She probably doesn't even know she's a potential sea monkey murderer.
She doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Probably didn't know.
So, you know, look, whether you saw that nice tall drink of water, gentleman even, out of a scene from a book that people read on the
chowing down on cat food.
Yeah, or the almost was, the person who may have drunkened your sea monkey village.
Let's just hope it wasn't too much, that they just really, I mean, the tank was lit, you know, right? They were doing exactly that, singing some Katy Perry and saying, I love you, man. Maybe that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. It can be one thing and only, and that is...
Hashtag save the sea monkeys!
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Can you trick us with your sick voice if you're really sick or if not?
I can't really come in today. I'm not feeling great. I can barely talk.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. That's coming up. Before that, though, Dude, Where's My Car wasn't just a 23-year-old cinematic masterpiece starring Ashton Kutcher and Jennifer Garner. It's real life. And it's a Setting the Bar story on the way in just about 10 minutes. Hang on. All right, this is a Setting the Bar story every day right about this time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there was a movie called Dude, Where's My Car from about 23 years ago, not just an old cinematic masterpiece.
Dude, where's my car?
They can't remember a thing.
I had a really good time with you last night.
Have you seen my car?
Well, I saw the back seat.
Oh, I'm talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, starring Ashton Kutcher and Jennifer Garner. It's actually
it's a
real life
masterpiece. Listen, you also are forgetting to mention Sean William Scott.
Yes, he was also in it.
A.K.A. Stifler.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your SUV into a river, then forget what you did with it. You're doing okay.
How do you forget you drove into a river?
This is a great question, Kelly.
How do you forget that?
This happened in Idaho. SUV was missing for months.
For months?
Yep. Apparently, dude was drunk, doing something he shouldn't have, drove it into a river about a year ago.
How in the world did he survive?
Right. Got out somehow, walked home.
And doesn't remember that at all.
Next morning, the man and his wife realized,
I thought thought we had a car.
I know. Our car's missing.
Didn't we have a car?
No, like, they filed a missing car report. Like, no one knew where the car was until now.
And did he just magically go, oh,
no,
right.
Some dude was fishing and saw the car.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And then did that jog his memory?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, then they finally got the story, I guess.
How drunk was he?
Yeah.
If all this time,
mm-hmm.
nothing made that snap into his head. That's a lot of details.
That's a lot of...
Dude, where's my car?
That's a lot of that. that is staggering and just a big example, big neon sign of don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's against law, kills people, but... Wow.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your SUV into a river.
How mad is his wife right now? How mad is she? Now that she's found out how
like,
it got
what?
There.
You did what?
And how long ago that happened.
Like, really?
I mean, how mad is she?
Anyways, again. That is your setting the bar story.
Wow.
When real life imitates art.
Dude, where's my car?
I have no words.
Then you get a setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Today is the sickest day of the year. Now, what I mean to say is there are, it's not necessarily a study, but it's software that can determine like...
How many people call in sick?
Yep.
And today's whether or not
whether or not they're the most, whether or not they're actually sick or not.
They're calling in.
Yeah. So today apparently is number one, August 24th. It's something about August 24th that everybody is like, nope, can't make it in.
Can't do it today. I can't adult today.
The second day is the day after Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
So either
that's a good reason or not good. You just got dumped.
Right. Exactly. Did you ever call in sick when you weren't sick?
No.
You never have?
No, it was always I felt guilty when I was actually sick. Like, I would try to wait until the very last minute, like, just trying to fight with myself. Yeah. Like, can I tough it through? Can I not? Because, you know, it's not an easy thing for you or I to mm-hmm. call in sick at the last minute when there is a show to do.
Right.
So it's not like we go and sit at a cubicle all day. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think we have unique situations.
So when I was in college, I had, you know, another job. And so at that job, when I worked at the deli,
mm-hmm.
I did call in sick when I wasn't sick.
What did you want to do instead?
It was like go to a party.
Oh.
It was like a Friday night or a Saturday night shift that I had to do.
Gotcha.
And it was, you know, we're in college. It's like, I gotta work.
Miss out on that. And I don't want to have FOMO because I'm at work.
I know, for real. So, you know, I called my manager and my manager was like, well, you need to get your own shift covered then. And so I was like, okay.
Do I know anyone that's not going to this party?
And so I did. I called this girl, and I remember it plain as day.
Did you put on a voice?
I did. I did.
Fraud.
I know. I was like, Melissa. Her name was Melissa. I was like, Melissa.
Oh, man. You do me a solid.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling very good. And, you know, I was I was in drama in college, so I was trying.
Like I'm tapping I'm into like, my I'm drama like,
all
skills.
All right, let me focus. Let me focus my acting ability.
Channel my sickest person.
I know, and I was like, I'm not feeling very well.
I should be around the
food. Can you pick up my shift tonight? You know, and it was a closing shift too, so it wasn't just a like, you know, you go in, you work four or 5 hours, yeah. and you leave. It's like you had to be a part of closing the store too. So, you know, she was like, "Yeah, I can do it." And I was like, "All right,"
because she felt so bad because you sounded so pathetic because of your stellar acting skills.
You know, and I thought about it later. I mean, like much later, and I was like, "Man, I she probably would have covered for me if I was just like." Hey,
I want to go to a party. Can you work for me?
I know. I was like, I don't know. I can't work tonight. There's something that came up, a party that I really want to go to. Because she went to the same college that I went to.
Okay, but then would she have been salty if you were honest that she wasn't invited to the party?
That's part of what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, I gotta tell her a fib because she's gonna think, no, that's not legit. I'm not covering for you.
Yeah, exactly. And, I'd be like, no, you want to go to a party?
Right.
You want to make me work? No.
So you've never called in sick when you weren't sick?
No.
I feel like that is a rite of passage that you kind of go through.
I felt too guilty.
Well, now we don't even have sick days in our company. And a lot of companies are like this, where they're just like, it's just rolled into your PTO and it's paid time off. You just take PTO, and regardless of whether you're sick or it's just vacation or a personal day or whatever, mental health day, whatever you want to call it.
I know, because I always ended up just using the sick days as a vacation.
Right. And I remember it used to be, well, no, you got to use sick days for when you're sick, and you got to use your vacation days for when you're vacation.
And did you have to prove it with a doctor's note?
That used to be the thing, but yeah, I think anymore a lot of companies are just saying, yeah, it's paid time off. But yeah, today is the sickest day of the year. So if you need an excuse to call in sick.
I don't know. I just woke up and I just can't. I got a thing. I got a tickle and I just don't think I should be around anyone, you know, just to be safe.
I mean, the guy that we commissioned to do the PSA about this isn't even feeling good.
According to research, more Americans call in sick on this day more than any other day of the year. That's why August 24th is the sickest day of the year for employees.
Oh,
I think I'm getting some.
Oh, no.
My throat. I don't think I can finish this announcement.
No, you can't.
I'll be on the beach. I mean, in my bed if you need me.
Oh.
Kind of told on himself a little bit there.
A little bit. So
it was,
anyways.
It was, you could hear the progression, though.
I know.
Pretty good acting.
I know. I'm glad that he's getting the rest he needs.
Yes. And
feel good.
This is so fun. This video, you've got to see. Mm-hmm. Sheena Shaw, she's 37 weeks pregnant and on bed rest. So she's figured out a hilarious way to get a little help.
Okay.
She taught her Pomeranian Husky mix, Safi, to boss her husband around. She's got interactive buttons with words. So Safi can go push him and tell Daddy to bring his wife food, drinks, give her a massage. They say things like, Mommy is hungry. Pamper Mommy. Mommy water. And if he protests or say he's going to do it in 2 minutes, there's a button for that, too.
Hey, Safi, can you tell Daddy to get me some water, please?
Oh my gosh.
Mommy wants water? I'll get in 2 minutes. I'll get in 2 minutes. Okay, I'll get it.
Safi, mommy's hungry.
Dinner. 2 minutes, okay? Just give me 2 minutes, Safi, please. Dinner.
That's kind of funny.
In case you're wondering what the bleep is, it's a B word.
Okay.
And Safi knows how to use it.
That is impressive.
Dinner, B.
That is impressive.
I mean, you've got to see. I need to figure out
where to buy
the buttons on Amazon.
She can't get out of bed to do anything. She's on bed rest.
She's got to communicate. And Safi knows exactly what buttons to push in the order to push them. She's genius. I need to know, do they sell these buttons on Amazon? I need to know where to find them. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
I saw something where they were like, you got to, in order to not overwhelm the grid to help the power company keep up with all the air conditioning and all that stuff, that you should keep your air conditioning unit at, what is it, like 80 during the day.
That's insanity.
And 78 at night.
Who can live like that?
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Get out of here with that.
This is
73 is as high as it's going to go. But it's around 72, though, during the day to be comfortable, to be honest.
Yours is still balmier than my house.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
during the day?
I'm telling you, our thermostat, everybody who walks into our house has an opinion on where it should go.
Really?
And so they'll walk by, boop, boop. They'll walk by, boop, boop. They'll walk by, up, up.
They take liberties.
Down, down. They'll walk by, up, up. And whenever I see it, I'm like, it's too cold. And I'm like, I just see.
So wait. You're the one that thinks it's too cold?
Yes.
Typically, it's the guys that are like, no, it's too hot in here.
So I do enjoy wearing sweatshirts inside when it's 100 degrees outside. However, I always feel like two types of people. It's the people that are like, yes, I love the house being at 72, 74 degrees. And then there's the people that are like, I love the house being at 66 degrees. They find each other, they fall in love, and they get married.
And then they have to navigate that.
And that's where I am.
Okay.
So my wife is I would prefer it to be 66 in the house all the time. We've compromised 66, Kelly.
That's insane. It's living in an igloo.
I know.
I'm convinced that's the temperature of igloos.
We have compromised, and it'll be 67 at night. During the day, I have to have it at like 70, 72 degrees.
Yes. That is comfortable. That is normal, comfortable 72 degrees.
But it's just...
And then 68 at night for us.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to have it a little bit cooler to snuggle in. And otherwise, you'll just get too hot and you'll wake up.
Oh, yeah. Well, 68, yes. I mean, that I would accept that.
That's comfortable for night.
That...
Because you're under a duvet.
So I...
And another cover.
So my wife got back from a gig like late on Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I even realized... As I was going to bed, I was like, you know what? I should adjust the thermostat because when she gets home, she is not going to like where it's at. It was at 72.
You were trying to like live with a little bit more warmth
before
she rolls in and ruins it?
Yeah. And so I went to bed, whatever. And so I wake up, come to work, get a text Monday morning that was like, by the way, why was the house at 800 million degrees when I got in? Meaning it was
at 72?
72, right.
You didn't adjust it.
You didn't adjust it. But when I saw the whole 78 degrees, and I'm like, I couldn't live like that.
I need to say, like, the people making these recommendations, these quote rules of where we should be living our lives with a thermostat, like, I need to go to their homes and see their thermostats because I do not believe they live like that.
So my brother and sister-in-law, love them dearly, but they keep their house at like 76 in the summertime. And I got to be honest, I don't go over as often or that often.
Because you can't stand it. It's too uncomfortable.
It's just like...
We have some water. I need some water.
I'm gonna go outside because that I feel like it's cooler.
Because the 95 degrees outside is cooler.
At least there's a breeze. Right. Bethany rolls in 68 or 69 all day, every day, and a fan at night. Yeah.
Oh,
the fan needs to be on.
Yeah.
So this is how it works at my house. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you a slice. 66 degrees and a fan blowing directly and an overhead ceiling fan.
Oh,
on.
Wow.
So
you got a double fan.
So I am in a sweatshirt covered in a duvet and a weighted blanket.
Yeah, oh my God.
I am like a toasty cocoon.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yes. No. And Angie says, what's the baby powder index? Yeah, it's listen, it is off the charts.
So
today.
Yeah, baby powder index we've done, and it's an index of where to put the baby powder on your body
because and how much of it to put
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was going to say
on
because
how hot it's going to be.
So it's red level baby powder index for your special spots.
What is past red level? Because I feel like we're past red level.
Well, I mean, typically we've done brown, but that's for. I feel like the brown level is more for
driving conditions,
fog, sweats,
yeah,
and ice and things like that.
Yeah, if you're talking just straight heat,
but heat, it's red
maybe
level.
Maybe it's five bottles of baby powder.
Maybe baby powder,
we start measuring in bottles of baby powder.
Yeah,
because you're gonna need more
on your underarms,
special areas,
your under boob, and your special spots. You're gonna need that baby powder. All right,
but yeah, no, is there anybody out here listening that keeps their thermostat at 80 or we'll say 78.
At the recommended. When it's 100 degrees outside,
yes,
they're like, well, you want to 80 degrees.
you don't need to have it as low because it's going to feel more comfortable.
Listen, I haven't worked this hard to get to this point in my life to suffer in my house.
Exactly.
When I've got air conditioning. I mean,
to try to save energy. No. No. Is anybody else? Does anybody do that?
No,
though?
No
how
one
is,
does.
How
no
do you
does.
Do it?
No one does.
All do right. you like just keep the refrigerator door open?
Oh.
That's how I cool it down.
All right. So we say all that to say it's hot today.
Right.
Enjoy the air conditioning. If it's not in your house, at a convenience store or wherever.
Close the curtains. Keep the sunshine out. That helps to cool the house down too. Hot tip.
Hi there.
Hello.
Are you where do you keep your thermostat real quick?
So I keep my thermostat in the hallway.
No. Thank you. Appreciate
what
it.
Temperature is it set at?
On your
that was a dad
AC
joke.
Unit. Probably about 75 would be best.
75?
I'll go to 72.
So wait, are you an expert or are you just like throwing dad advice out there?
No. I'm an expert. I've been doing HVAC for 10 years.
Uh-huh. All right.
And you figured out a way to be comfortable in 75 in your house?
I live in a farmhouse, so yeah, I would say it's not too bad. Just open the windows.
Okay.
Wow. What's your name, sir?
Jeff Smith.
Jeff. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you for your expertise.
Jeff,
so maybe on the farm we can do that. Maybe. I don't know, with the breeze coming through the windows or something.
75 is insane, Jeff. Insane. It could never happen.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Audrey, she's fun. She's got an awkward experience she wanted to share. Hey, Ben and Kelly, OMG. You guys, I had to write to you because I know you love stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a year or so ago when someone wrote in about her first day at work and she heard someone loudly going to the bathroom in the stall next door. And when she left her stall, she accidentally glanced into the gap between the door and the wall of the next stall and made eye contact with her boss, who was the noisy culprit, and how she felt so stupid around her after that.
I remember that.
Well, mine is just about like that, but worse. My boss and I were driving to lunch with a client. And I'm in the passenger seat of her car. She's chatting away. And I looked over at her screen in her car that apparently was connected to her phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it'll show text messages and songs that are playing and stuff like that, right? Well, apparently her screen was showing the video or website she had been watching. Couldn't help but see it. Then had to pretend I didn't see it. So I spent the rest of the ride looking out the passenger window.
Well, what was it?
On the screen in her car, it said the name of the video she'd been watching. Explosive blank for dirty blank. Some sort of adult feature presentation, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
So I keep looking out the window knowing I can't say anything like, hey, cute movie, or you might want to close that. Eventually, we got to the restaurant. I looked over, and apparently she had noticed it because then it just had the GPS screen up, so she had to have seen it and probably was as mortified as I was.
Oh, my gosh.
Lunch was fine. But on the drive back, she couldn't stop nervously chatting about anything.
Oh.
And she hid in her office the rest of the day.
Oh, my God.
So to the woman who glanced at her boss pooping, I feel your pain.
Oh, my gosh.
Ashley, P.S. In case you're wondering, she won't hear this because we live in Topeka, Kansas now, and the chances of her hearing this are pretty much none.
Okay. So, well, thank you for still
hanging with us in Topeka.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Anybody have an awkward work experience that can beat that?
I mean, that's a...
I have...
Justin said that's a crappy situation.
I do remember... I guess it would have been years ago when I didn't work on the morning show. I worked in the evenings. And, you know, things after the office closed were a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
And
a little bit of a Wild West.
Yeah. And I remember coming in and hearing one of the other studios that we had in the radio station, the doors were open and there were noises coming out of the studio, loudly noises. Oh. And I remember walking over and just kind of glancing in because, you know, it was like we all kind of had a pact, like a, hey, you know, whatever happens, man, just stays here.
Oh.
It was kind of
a, like a what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, what happens
sort of thing.
In the studio stays in the studio.
It was like, hey, you know, I don't care what you do. You know, I mean, whatever, that type.
Just get the show done, have the ratings.
But there were noises coming out of a studio. And then when I worked at another radio station, gosh, radio is awful for this stuff. I worked at another radio station in Indiana, all right? I came in, so I worked the evening shift at that station too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got off at midnight. I went and I did an appearance at a bar, at a club, right?
Oh, wow.
And then I had to come back to the radio station to get something, or I forgot something or whatever. Anyways, it was like, I don't know, 2:30 at night, and I'm coming back to the radio station. And one of the studios was occupied, but not by someone on the air. It was someone and a girlfriend that he picked up.
What?
And so again.
Wait, did they work there?
The guy did.
Okay.
Female did not.
Okay.
She was getting a special tour of the
radio
station.
Oh, a special after hours tour.
She was getting a special after
hours. That's fun.
And so I remember walking in, kind of startled him. I just waved and I turned around and I walked out. And it was...
Didn't get in trouble, right?
He worked for a different radio station in our building.
Oh.
And yeah, I didn't... He and I just kind of knew, and he knew that I knew.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, all right,
just
well.
Don't speak of it.
Okay.
So the next day you'd be like, hey, how'd the tour go last night?
How did the
station tour go?
Did you give her a T-shirt?
Did she get some prizes?
Did she get some prizes?
Did you take her to the prize closet?
So, hey, we'd love to hear some of your stories. We're already getting them to being texted in, so we got to get to some of these. Holy crap.
Wow.
Dennis and Wendy, I see yours, and there's someone. Okay, so we'll get to some more of your stories. Awkward work experiences on the way. So Audrey had messaged us, and she was all like, hey, I have an awkward work experience.
You guys would appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. It involved her boss, a naughty website, and an awkward, I don't know, what was it? Like Bluetooth
display?
She knows
display. I saw it.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So wanted to know if you could beat that experience. Dan message said, making fun of my new coworker's air guitar poster only... for him to inform me that he was actually a reigning local champ going to compete in the Airgar Guitar World Championships.
What?
That's kind of funny.
There's an Air Guitar World Championships?
Got another message. I cheated with a coworker, then brought my girlfriend to a company outing at a baseball game. Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, wow.
Along the same lines, Beth said, teaching the daughter of the woman my dad had an affair with. Yikes.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awful.
Renee, training a new hire on the database system, I walk into her cube, and it's the girl who threw up on our table at the bar that weekend. Welcome to the company.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Katie rolls in. OMG, same thing happened to a coworker of mine. Got into the car with an owner of our company, and an adult title was on the Bluetooth car screen. Holy cow!
What are they watching? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What? Oh, Ashley says at my work, we call a specific bathroom the poop cave. There's only one reason to go to that bathroom, and everybody knew.
Oh, no.
That's awkward.
Wendy said, one time I was really hungry, but it was my first time working at my job, so I didn't want to ask for a break. So I bought a bag of Doritos, stuffed it in my pocket, and in between cars, I would eat a chip from my pocket. I worked at a car wash, wiping down the cars and cleaning out their interiors. I guess my manager was watching because he walked over and was like, hey, if you're that hungry, just take a break. I think he probably still thinks of me as the chick that eats Doritos out of her pocket. Kind of awkward work experiences we're sharing. Dennis is, holy cow, sat down on the bowl to drop a deuce.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
the gosh. Business end of Dennis Jr. wasn't tucked into the toilet.
Oh!
The business end. But unfortunately, I didn't realize it until I was going and realized I was wetting my pants, which were around my ankles.
No,
I had to wash my pants in the restroom sink and try drying them with the hand dryer.
No.
I was in an important meeting later that afternoon with a drying wet spot all around my crotch. Golly.
Wow, that was much sharing, Dennis.
Thank
that
you,
was
Dennis.
Much
appreciate it.
Sharing.
Speaking of much sharing, hey, Dave, where do you work?
I work in EMS.
Okay.
And it wasn't really a co-worker, but it was people that we worked with a lot.
Okay.
So we pull up to a volunteer firehouse.
Volunteer.
And we were just, you know, trying to go in somewhere, use a restroom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to use your terminology, somebody was getting a tour.
Getting a tour.
somebody was getting a tour of the firehouse. But they had more than one tour guide.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, I just wanted to make sure that person was getting the best experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
did you do the same thing I did and just kind of like, all right, have a good one. I'll see you later.
They were a little too involved, so I don't even think they realized we were there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
That is an better. Involved tour.
It is a very thorough, very thorough. All right.
What's even better about this is literally right after we walked out the door, got in our ambulance to leave, we heard the tones for that fire department go off.
They got a call.
So
tour's
there was
over.
To be a lot of people at that firehouse.
Oh my god!
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you so much for the call, man.
No worries.
All right.
The firehouse is rocking.
Yeah,
don't come a knocking.
All right, love that. We are playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Megan, calling us from Floyd County. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right, so Megan's got dark brown hair, drives a Mazda CX-9, a mom vehicle, and works at U of L Hospital, has been married for 2 years, so you're still in that honeymoon phase.
Yes.
Love that.
You can say that.
You can say that. I don't know what that means.
How did you guys meet, Megan?
We met in high school when we were 15.
Oh, so you're like high school sweethearts.
Yeah, MySpace Messenger.
MySpace Messenger.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Oh, that is a throwback if
yes,
I ever heard
it
one.
Is.
All right, so Megan, we're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories, okay? So you have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I crashed into a boat.
No. Oh,
crashed into a boat.
Okay, drunk adult, boating.
Boating,
yeah,
all right.
Probably.
All right.
That makes sense, right? That,
sure.
That makes sense.
Sure. Megan's saying drunk adult.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Kelly, you're agreeing. You're both saying drunk adult.
Mm-hmm. I was a kid.
Oh!
How in the world does that happen?
Riding my bike, and someone had parked a boat in front of our house.
On a trailer.
And I wasn't paying attention.
Got it.
So I crashed right into the side of the boat, ended up underneath of it, and had some bumps and bruises.
All right.
Oh, see, we assumed it was on the water.
It was on the water, yeah.
That was
absolutely.
All right, Megan, you are 0-1. Here we go, next one, little kid, drunk adult.
My cousin and me spray painted ourselves blue.
Was it just me, or like as soon as she started talking, you knew it was going to be a good story?
My cousin and me spray painted ourselves blue.
What do you think?
Seems tough.
Yeah, could go either way.
It really could. A little kid.
All right, you're gonna say little kid, Kelly. What are you thinking?
Okay.
I need you, Kelly.
Okay. All
right. I
need
you, Kelly.
Okay. We'll stick with little kid.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
The reason was we were kids.
Oh, okay. We were kids.
Yeah.
Why did you do it, though?
And our cousin had told us that there was a marble in the spray paint.
Oh, there was a marble in the spray paint, so you got to get it out.
You
so
get it
here
out.
You go.
Spray paint.
Spray paint ourselves until the marble comes out.
All right. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. All right. Megan, you got that one right. So you are 1 for 2. All here right. We go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I devoured a half-eaten slice of pizza that I found in a dumpster.
Dumpster pizza. Oh, Ben Davis can relate.
Okay, only a drunk person could do that.
All right, so you're saying drunk adult on that.
I feel like
I think so.
Now listen, I will say that I have this is going to sound really gross, Megan. I have had trash pizza before.
You have.
It's because the pizza was still in the box and someone prematurely yes. threw the pizza away thinking that everybody was done eating it and it was on top of the trash that sounds bad.
Totally
Megan,
fine.
Megan,
you
I'm sure
trash pizza.
I'm sure working at U of L Hospital, you've come across some people who
we've seen, we've seen it all.
Drunk adult, that's what it is.
All right, so you're saying drunk adult. Megan, you're saying drunk adult too?
Yes.
All right, you both are.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
No!
Oh!
No!
Little kid.
We were really poor growing up, and sometimes after lunch, I'd still be hella hungry.
Uh-huh.
And one day, I saw a pizza box behind the dumpster, and I opened it, and there was a half-eaten slice, and I was like...
Wait, half-eaten slice? Not
yeah.
even a half-eaten
no, it's
pizza?
A half-eaten slice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Score.
Score.
So I ate it.
Well, that story is kind of sad.
It's really sad because she said they didn't have a lot of money.
I know. And so she was like, well, I found a box of pizza, the half-eaten slice behind the dumpster, and I thought, score.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was one of the best slices of pizza that I have ever had.
There you go.
There you are.
Great experience.
All right. Great
Fresh
experience.
Pizza,
well, hey.
5 out of 5. 10 out of 10. We'll do again.
Megan, you got it. Congratulations. You're a winner
one
this
morning.
1 out of 3
is a winning score. On
Yay.
That
I know. Yeah, I was going to say 1 out of 3. That works for us. Which, by the way, fun fact, Megan, if I were born a female, my parents would have named me Megan. So look at that. We are.
Oh, nice. I mean, I've always hated my name, but
I was almost a Megan.
Does that make you feel better about your name now?
No.
Absolutely.
See?
Oh, it does.
It
all right. There we are.
Awesome.
Great. All right. Megan, you've been a joy. Hang on the line a quick sec. We got to get a little more information from you, okay?
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy.
You can be a part of this magical experience.
Yes, you can.
Call Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Just
yep.
Send us a voice note. Give us a little tease.
Yep.
And finish the story. Reveal the answer. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Congrats, Haley. You get the first one. She says, hey, how long has it been since we heard What Makes You Beautiful by 1D?
Oh, too long. Too long.
How about now?
That's what makes you beautiful.
It's Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Zoe texts, my students were singing Fall For You by Secondhand Serenade. I was confused how they knew it. Turns out it's a TikTok sound.
Oh, wow.
So can we get the OG?
It's kind of slow.
Well, hit it. And if we need to bail in 3 seconds, we will.
It's that we're not fighting. Could it be that we have been this
angsty.
Way before?
Oh, I remember it now.
All right, hang on. We'll just let it sit for a second.
Think
that's
a good one.
Sweet Zach.
Do you remember when, what was his name? Secondhand Serenade. It was just one dude.
Yeah. It was like Jordan or something.
He came into the radio station and we didn't have anything to sign. So we signed a
laundry detergent
for him. Yeah, yeah.
That's magical.
And gave it to him because he had said that, like, he doesn't wash his clothes on the road as much, so we signed a thing of laundry detergent and gave it to him.
Did him a solid.
I bet he still has that on his shelf.
Probably does.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Aaron rolls in. I'm still waiting on that NSYNC reunion tour announcement. Could you play one of their sweet, harmonious melodies for me?
Jessica said the same thing, and I'm just going to say there are things that will make NSYNC fans happy. I'll say that. We can't say anything more. We can't say anything.
We don't even know anything. Why would we know something?
Who is in sync?
Who is in sync? This is one we haven't heard in a minute.
Oh, it's a vibe.
Throwback Thursday. Sorry, I let that linger a little bit.
You
because
did.
It's just a good song.
Marinating in it.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. For Nicole, getting pumped for Pitbull coming Sunday. And Maggie says, hey, want some Pitbull as well. Which, by the way, I just happened to see the history of the text messages between us and Maggie. And the last text she sent us was all caps, the color of his poop. So don't know what that was in reference to, but I love it. It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Baby, can't promise tomorrow. I promise tonight. Excuse me. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. Stephanie rolls in honor of Ben always saying on the left. I just have to identify where I am in the picture.
Exactly, and you're right? Usually on the left. To the left, to the left.
She says, in honor of this, to the left, Destiny's Child. It's actually Beyonce. Think of her much. 99.7 DJX. We're tuning in to DJX going, what is happening? It's all right. It's by design. It's called Throwback Thursday.
By the way, Kristen's rolling in, correcting us a little bit. Secondhand Serenade's name is John. She met him, had his phone number. She said, I met him at 4th Street when I was working there. He did a concert. I took a break from being the door girl rock bar, and we hung out for a foot. It was our concert.
Yeah, I was going to say, we brought
it was
him
our
there.
Concert, but she got his phone number. She got a digit.
All right. Good deal.
You know what? We should try to call him.
Okay.
I wonder if he's got the same number.
It's Throwback Thursday. Favorite Brad rolls in. Hey, when's the last time you've heard some Adele? Well, I mean, we've already done Secondhand Serenade, so we might as well do Adele.
In our feels already.
We're in our feels. Throwback Thursday. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's good. I mean, a little bit of Adele on the tip of your tongue. That's good, right?
It's 99.7
DJX, Throwback Thursday. Samantha's rolling in. Sean Kingston, you're so beautiful. Beautiful girls, I'm assuming she's meaning. I'm just trying to speak Samantha here.
It's okay.
I mean,
we got
I'm not
you.
A mind reader.
We are translators, though.
Sean Kingston! Oh, what a beautiful song!
Sweet, sweet boy.
And you're like, what in the world? Why are they cutting the song off? Jerks.
That's the rules of Throwback Thursday.
I was gonna say, we don't have time to play all the entire song. We just give you a taste of it, tip of the tongue.
We hit it and quit it.
That's right. Leslie, I'm feeling the need for some Timbaland. Are we all? The rumors are true. Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado.
A new song coming.
Oh, one at a time, baby. It's Throwback Thursday. I don't have any American. I can't even speak. American Express. It's Throwback Thursday. I'm on the radio.
I talk real good.
Jonah, we got you, Weezer. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX, Abby rolls in. Good morning. Can we get some Jonas Brothers in honor of me winning tickets a few months back? Only a month until the concert. Abby!
Oh, yeah.
Just played Indianapolis. Gonna be a rock.
This is why I refuse to listen to anyone else in the morning. That's right, Abby. We love you.
She refuses?
She refuses to listen to anybody else but us.
I like that. Got a text from a listener. Can we play Mac Miller or no? I don't know the requirements, LOL. What? I mean, he didn't really have a pop song to speak, but he was on Ariana Grande's The Way, which we can play.
Okay, that counts.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Amy. She said, tomorrow my daughter's playing in her first NCAA D1 volleyball game. Jaden, go!
Yeah! I like that!
That's it.
Do your thing.
What?
With the stupid request.
Oh, for 98 degrees?
Yeah, the you and this other person are the only one who absolutely remembers this band
Shut
and this song.
Shut your mouth, Nick Lachey and Drew Lachey, who probably works at the Gap right now. They need this love.
The Gap closed.
Oh, that's right. Oh, dang it.
That's out of work.
No, that closed too.
He's out of work. Why didn't he go for two nights? Why do you think give me Ghost No Jace?
He just needs one. He's not asking for much.
Or Trace No Jace.
Listen.
Why stop at one?
Nicole appreciates this.
Why stop at one?
Nick Lachey won the Masked Singer.
Rachel rolls in. Hey, it's my anniversary. We came out in the reception to the anthem of 2012, Party Rock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an entrance.
Oh, what an entrance.
That's an entrance.
I would have paid money to see that.
I need the video.
Throwback Thursday. Limfow. DJ X.
Yo. I'm running through these halls like Trano. I got that
devilish. It's Throwback Thursday. What a banger that is. I will say
there was an alternate version
to this song.
It's a remix.
We always get requests for the remix. So here you go. Throwback Thursday, Party Rick. Aaron, we got you.
Party Rick. Rick!
Hey guys, it's Rick. Thanks for coming to my party. I got them Totino's pizza rolled in the oven. Feel free to grab a seat on the couch, but make sure you take your shoes off before you come in.
Let's go. Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants you to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Make sure you wipe your feet.
But everyone better have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
Take your feet off the couch, guys.
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Hey, use a coaster.
Doesn't want to see ya. Break that.
That was my mom's vape, guys. She's not gonna be very happy because that was the only one left in cold. I'm serious. I wouldn't know who's gonna replace this. That was a priceless artifact.
In the crib, Party Rick. Looking for your girl, she leaving quick.
Hey!
Non-stop since it's toxic six. Booty moving jams like sailing by sticks. What's in this drink? Got to know.
Mr. Pure Brew beer and Diet Coke.
Half past eight and got to go. Need some money? Pizza Rose. Yo, he's running through the halls like Drano. He's got Nintendo 64, Super Mario Brothers, and Party Rick.
Hey, told you to leave the kitchen. My mom's coming home. No effect in her bedroom.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Wipe your feet.
But everybody better have a good time.
There you go. There is the legend of Party Rick.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, we shut it down.
That was it.
Shut it down.
Can't follow that one.
Shut it down.
All right.
Listen, I bet you we just introduced that to a whole new generation of people who didn't catch it the first time around when it was created.
Right.
In the musical kitchen that used to be Ben and Kelly Ruin Your Favorite Song.
Yep. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, Jessica. Not me having this song blaring in my car while bobbing and weaving between traffic on I-65.
That's right.
I hear you. I hear you.
That's
hey,
right.
Thanks so much for all the calls, the requests. And we do it every single week, Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back. Brought to you by Drake's. We call it Throwback Thursday. This is an example that you can get a DUI in something other than a car.
Which is bad any way you slice it.
Courtesy of John in Indiana.
Oh, John. Oh, Hoosiers.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your power wheels.
Like battery operated car?
Yep.
Out like for kid
a
toy?
Out for a drive. Uh-huh. When you're on the drugs, you're doing okay.
Oh, it's not good. Drugs are bad.
Yep.
Okay.
Hoosiers made the show. Police in Vincennes saw John operating that power wheels.
Was he on a rope? Was he on a road somewhere, like a busy road? He, like, took it past the driveway?
I don't know if it was a busy road, but he was on a road.
Okay.
And that was probably his first mistake.
Yeah. That's going to probably get you a little talking to from the police if you are trying to be on a road in a battery-operated child's toy.
Yeah, again, the Power Wheels Jeep. Had no lights or reflectors and was difficult to see.
That is not street legal.
John surprisingly failed the sobriety test he was given.
Got it.
And arrested and taken to Knox County Jail.
Good note. Okay. Listen, let's leave the power wheels in the driveway or maybe the cul-de-sac.
I will say that I was so jealous of my friend growing up who had the Power Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't.
That was legit and bougie.
And I remember, so my sister has spina bifida. She's in a wheelchair. And I fought hard to try to get her one when we were growing up. Like
how else is she going to get around?
Yeah, like Amanda needs this.
Oh, Power Wheels. Oh, Power Wheels.
For sure.
Power Wheels. Power Wheels.
Yeah, parents said no. So
see, that's just cruelty.
That is cruel. Anyways, John, example that you can get a DUI in something other than a car. In fact, you could get a DUI in a...
Power Wheels.
Duly noted.
Power Wheels. Power Wheels. Power Wheels.
Again, let's leave it to the kiddos and keep it in the driveway.
That is your setting the bar story. On 99.7 EJX, don't worry, we have another Setting the Bar story, even a bonus.
Oh, great.
Still to come this hour.
Oh, good.
Yep. Setting the Bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without gassing the entire cabin of an airplane with pepper spray, you're doing okay.
Now,
we don't know if this is on purpose or on accident. Now, the person who did it claims it was on accident. People around that person says, well, it could have actually have been on purpose. But an American Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing after a passenger literally gassed the cabin with pepper spray.
They thought
it was hand lotion. Apparently, the female passenger mistook it for hand lotion.
Hand lotion looks like pepper spray?
And of course, once the pepper spray got out, you're in a pressurized cabin.
Listen, I know what pepper spray looks like. It's like it looks nothing like a tube of hand lotion.
So that's... The female person who did it claimed.
That's the cover story.
But it had to get, the flight had to get diverted and it landed.
Oh, I bet they couldn't even breathe.
Yeah. I was going to say, there were several passengers affected by the spray. It sounds like everybody's going to be okay, right? But there are some that say it wasn't an accident and the woman was having some sort of altercation with another family member across the aisle and sprayed them on purpose because she thought that was going to be a good idea.
Oh, wow.
That hasn't been proven, though. Again, just hearsay.
But let's hope she has since learned the difference between pepper spray and hand lotion.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you've flown in a while, but pepper spray is not allowed in on like carry-ons or whatever. I mean, you can like take it in your checked bag.
Right.
But so not sure how it like snuck through security or whatever, but it did. And so, there you go. Setting the bar.
Let's
not pepper spray the entire airlines while you're flying.
Eyes hurt just listening to this.
And I get so annoyed when I hear these type of stories that delay flights.
Oh, I know. Because it's completely avoidable. It's just someone being stupid.
Yeah, it's everybody is just wanting to get to their destination on time.
Exactly.
That's all they want to do.
They just want to get there from point A to point B.
On time. On time.
Without being pepper sprayed.
And the airlines do what they can. They try their hardest to even like make up time if a flight is late or whatever at the gate. And
we don't need pepper spray delays.
I mean, like weather things, that happens. Weather events happen. But it's stuff like that.
Other
that you're
things
just like,
can happen too. But if it's somebody acting badly.
Yeah, exactly.
That can be so
angry. Again, that is your Setting the Bar story here on
99.7 EJX.
Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. By the way, I really felt for Kevin Hart in this story.
Bless his heart.
Where he was trying to see if he could outrun NFL running back. Because, by the way, Stephen Ridley is no longer a running back for the NFL.
No, but still, he was a running back for the NFL. And Kevin thought he could beat him at a barbecue.
You know, it's just one of those things where I'm sure it wasn't like he really thought he could beat him, but he
was like, let's go.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kevin Hart being Kevin Hart, doing it for the bit.
Yes.
We all do it for the bit.
Yes, and then he gets injured.
And then he tore his lower abdomen and ended up in a wheelchair.
How do you tear your abdomen?
Literally.
I mean, that's a big part of your, like, I was thinking ACL or something. But how do he tore and his abdomen?
So he said he was just trying to do young man stuff, and he said, this is what it's like being 44. And I'm there and going, you know what? I feel for him because
he's got a better story though.
He does have a better story
like
than
I was getting up from a chair.
But that's not my story. I was running hills. That's what it was. I was running. Okay. I was running hills, and I injured my groin last week, and I could barely walk.
Okay.
That was my story. But I'm just saying, I can feel. I'm there with Kevin Hart.
Yes, you can relate. But he's got a fun story. At least he was challenging an ex-NFL running back to a race.
That's going to be my story now.
Oh, is that going to be your... Okay. All right. Who you got to name the person because they're going to ask.
Emmett Smith.
You are racing Emmett Smith. And that's how you pulled
obviously,
your groin.
Obviously, star and champion of
Dancing with the Stars.
1,000%. Yeah.
That's how everybody knows him.
Happened to play for the Dallas Cowboys for a couple years.
That too. Got it. That's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be Emmett Smith. Yeah.
All right.
I was racing Emmett Smith, pulled my groin.
So if you hear Ben talking about his groin in public,
yeah, and
you know, wink, wink.
Which, by the way, my sister, she rolls in and is like, hey, she goes, I think you have a bet going on how many times you can say groin in a professional capacity. You have 15 yet? Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
Well, yeah, no. So does it count that if we put it in a promo, that's going to be run incessantly?
Maybe.
Periodically?
For the foreseeable future? Don't think I haven't thought in my head, how am I going to bring it up to the people at Vi-Fi? Because I have an appointment there this afternoon.
Yeah, do you have a treatment
for
pulled groins?
I know.
Is it going to be the sauna? Is it going to be the ice bath?
I don't know. And kind of go in and go, hey, this is a weird question, but say I have I have a tender groin and I'm on the mend. I'm not where I was last Friday.
Well, what kind of therapeutic treatment do you recommend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not make it awkward because it will be.
Oh, it's already awkward. You walk in the door, it's awkward.
All right. So if you missed anything from the show, we got a lot up on the podcast. You can already check out WDGX.com. Click listen.
And listen, there were a lot of people texting in going, give us the little insider tip you nodded to about the NSYNC. And you can do some little sleuthing on our website.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that we've so far hinted is the fact that there is a song that has been released for the Trolls soundtrack, the upcoming Trolls movie.
Well, because everybody was at a fever pitch thinking reunion is happening.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that we know.
You can do the thing on the website. There you go.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.